Hundreds of new Black-owned businesses are beginning to spring up in Mississippi. The vast rural Mississippi Delta had been synonymous with racial and economic inequality. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports on a grassroots effort that is trying to right some of the wrongs of the past.
In Greenville, Mississippi, population 27,000, a modern and brightly lit juice bar called Kay's Cute Fruit stands out in the small downtown.
Hello.
Not because of the friendly chorus of hellos, though customers love that, but because of who owns it, 30-year-old Kenesha Lewis.
I'm really excited, you know, for the young people to walk in and they see, you know, who's the owner? Here I go. They like, what? You know, I had somebody to do that to me.
Growing up in Greenville, Lewis can't remember any Black-owned businesses downtown. She and her husband opened this past spring after years of making edible fruit arrangements and smoothies and selling them out of their home.
Being a young woman, you know, and being here in the Delta is not a lot of, it's not a lot of health options. It's not a lot of places you can go and get a healthy wrap, and then you can go in that same place and have nice service.
Blenders churn up peach and pineapple smoothies with added chia seeds or turmeric. Well, Lewis got the idea to start this business after her husband was always getting on her case for eating too much sugar.
I lost two teeth, and he said, wait a minute now. You're too young to be losing these teeth out your mouth. Look, you got to get this together. Let's figure this out. So we created the smoothies together, and, you know, I said, okay, this is good for me.
And for business, Lewis exceeded her projected annual sales in her first month. Now, growing up, she says, people in Greenville were good entrepreneurs, but they usually worked out of their homes, like her mom, who's a stylist. So as a Black woman opening up a storefront downtown, she sees herself as a role model.
Our Black people are waking up. You know, they know that they can do this. And I think that we have helped them to understand that they can do this, they can succeed in this era, and, you know, we can make it too.
In the Delta, if you're a Black woman especially, the odds are still stacked against you in this isolated corner of the country, often, quote, forgotten by outsiders. You drive south of Memphis near the massive river levees, and you see a lot of small-town storefronts boarded up. Much of this flat expanse of land is still controlled by white business interests. So when 35-year-old Tim Lampkin moved back to nearby Clarksdale after working in corporate America, he got an idea.
So when I came back, I noticed that majority of the businesses in Cahoma County, particularly as we're looking at downtown Clarksdale, are white-owned.
Even as African-Americans comprise three-quarters of this county's population. So Lampkin started what he calls an economic justice nonprofit. Higher Purpose helped Kenesha Lewis down in Greenville from start to finish, applying for a loan, prepping her for meetings with bankers, and still checking in on her today. All things Lampkin says might be a given for aspiring white business owners here.
If we're going to make special exceptions for entrepreneurs because, you know, they're a white farmer and we know their family, why can't a Black entrepreneur get the same level of access and understanding and patience when it comes to getting access to capital?
A mentorship program Higher Purpose recently started has helped some 300 new businesses open, and many since the pandemic. They get help finding grants to cover closing costs and tap into donations to buy or rent spaces.
Part of this is just evening the playing field for everybody.
In the consciousness of America, you know, this is considered to be one of, if not the most racist state in the union.
Rolando Hertz directs the Delta Center for Culture and Learning at Delta State University.
Everybody's able to look at Mississippi and say, well, at least we're not Mississippi. So,
ever since the Delta was plowed up into plantations, mostly after the Civil War, Hertz says there's been a permanent Black underclass.
And then you have a white elite class here that are descendants of the planter class. And much of the wealth of the region still remains in those families.
Hertz says it will take hundreds more groups like Higher Purpose to really right the wrongs of the past, but he sees momentum behind their work. It's driven by young, energetic, and social media savvy people. And the new businesses, they're filling needs. One of Higher Purpose's biggest success stories is Dr. Mary Williams in Clarksdale.
And I'll tell Pam when I see her.
Okay.
All right. You take care.
Thank you.
All right.
She opened Clarksdale's first urgent and primary care facility about 3 years ago, so people wouldn't have to go to the ER after hours for routine care.
I found
a lot of undiagnosed hypertension, which is high blood pressure, undiagnosed diabetes, obesity.
But getting here wasn't easy. While working as a nurse practitioner at the local hospital, she got no after no from banks. One told her she may be a good healthcare provider, but that doesn't mean she's a good business owner. Another said there was no business like hers in Clarksdale to base her proposal on, so she'd have to put up her house as collateral.
I mean, the whole idea for this loan was for community development. Here I am bringing in a clinic to develop the community and give us, improve our healthcare. And I got a hard no unless I give them my house.
That lit a fire in her. She couldn't turn to her family for financial help. She was a single mom starting at 15 who was mostly raised by her brother and sister.
We didn't talk in our house about college, higher education, sororities. Those conversations didn't come up. Our conversation was about survival, paying the bills, going to work.
After putting herself through grad school, she had to dip into what was left of her savings to open the clinic. And around that time, she heard about Higher Purpose, who helped her secure a $15,000 federal loan meant to support rural communities. Today, she's seeing dozens of patients a day, black and white, some of whom had been going without health care.
We shouldn't have to be motivated by a no. We should be motivated by a yes, because we're providing care for the community. And I hope it doesn't happen to anybody else.
But most people here think it still will. Bill Bynum has done business development in the Delta since the 90s and also served as a White House economic advisor for several presidents. He says the country should pay attention to what's happening here.
People of color are an emerging majority. And if we leave the emerging majority of Americans on the outside of the economy, then we're really in for trouble.
So Bynum says rural black entrepreneurs and leaders need to think big, which is exactly what Higher Purpose's Tim Lampkin is doing. In downtown Clarksdale, he just bought a large old furniture store. It'll be the group's new headquarters, also an art gallery and event space, and its location is symbolic.
Right across the street, you see the historic Greyhound bus station,
where he notes African Americans here once couldn't enter.
For us to own this property and also reclaim some of that history and to rewrite the narrative, it's really significant to us.
Lampkin did see donations climb after the death of George Floyd, but he says supporting black-owned businesses is the right thing to do. Shouldn't just be trendy. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Clarksdale, Mississippi.